Some of the views expressed on the Mormon Channel are solely for the education and inspiration of our audience and may not represent the official position of the church.
Thanks for joining us for Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel, the media channel for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Hunter, and I will be leading our youth panel discussion today on Sabbath Day observance. Joining me in studio today are Chaz, Julie, Amanda, and by telephone, Annika. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to be here.
First, let's just have everyone go around and say where they're from, city and state, and how old you are.
I'm Chaz. I'm 15 years old, and I live in Pleasant Grove, Utah.
I'm Julie Watkins, and I'm 16 years old, and I'm from Highland, Utah.
I'm Amanda Buxton. I'm 14 years old, and I'm from Farmington, Utah.
I'm Annika Cruz. I'm from Auburn, California, and I'm 15.
And I'm Hunter Schoen. I'm from St. George, Utah, and I am 18 years old. Our topic today will be on Sabbath day observance. The Lord emphasized the importance of Sabbath day observance in the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all the work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. That's Exodus 20:8-11. I think something that's so interesting about that is one of the first commandments that God gave, is that we need to keep the Sabbath day holy. And I think that you can tell that there is a special place for Sabbath day observance in the Lord's heart. And I think it's something that we can all take to heart. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, it's also said that the Lord started out as a human just like the rest of us. So it stands to reason that since we're human, we need to take just as much breaks as the Lord does, because eventually we're going to be like him. And so
it's true. It's true.
Start.
So in my opinion, I think that the Sabbath day totally comes from obedience, because it's a commandment. And if we're not following the commandments, we're not following what our Heavenly Father has asked us to do.
Yeah, I think it's really important to show our Heavenly Father that we love him by keeping the Sabbath day holy. And if we set it apart from, like, the rest of the week, then it's, like, a special day just, you know, for him.
Perfect. Why do you guys think it's important to keep the Sabbath day holy?
Well, it's sort of like tithing, I think, because it seems that the more that you do it, the more blessings that you come. And it says that the windows will be opened and there will be no room to receive. And I think that's the same for keeping the Sabbath day holy, because it just becomes so much greater and the Spirit will become stronger with you.
I agree with Chaz. Like, as soon as you have a spiritual Sunday, it carries on for the rest of the week, and heaven is opened up to you, and you see things more clearly, and just it's so much easier. Your entire week is so much easier, and it's just because of you keeping the Sabbath day holy. And
it's like taking a break.
Yeah, you growing spiritually.
Yeah, definitely. It also comes from faith, because if we don't have faith, then we won't be blessed, because we have to have faith in the Lord that if we're keeping the commandments and we're keeping the Sabbath day holy, then we'll be blessed.
Elder James E. Faust gives us 3 reasons why it's important to keep the Sabbath day holy.
Why has God asked us to honor the Sabbath day? The reasons, I think, are at least threefold. The first has to do with the physical need for rest and renewing. Obviously, God, who created us, would know more than we do of the limits of our physical and nervous energy and strength. The second reason is, in my opinion, of far greater significance. It has to do with the need for regeneration and the strengthening of our spiritual being. God knows that, left to completely to our own devices, without regular reminders of our spiritual needs, many would degenerate into the preoccupation of satisfying earthly desires and appetites. This need for physical, mental, and spiritual regeneration is met in large measure by faithful observance of the Sabbath day. The third reason may be the most important of 3. It has to do with obedience to commandments as an expression of our love for God. Blessed are those who need no reasons other than they love for the Savior to keep his commandments. The response of Adam to the angel who asked Adam, Why he made a sacrifice unto the Lord is a model for all. Responded Adam, I know not, save the Lord commanded me. Over a lifetime of observation, it is clear to me that the farmer who observes the Sabbath day seems to get more done on his farm than he would if he worked 7 days. The mechanic will be able to turn out more and better products in 6 days than in seven. The doctor, the lawyer, the dentist, and the scientist will accomplish more by trying to rest on the Sabbath than if he tries to utilize every day of the week for his professional work. I would counsel all students, if they can, to arrange their schedules so that they do not study on the Sabbath. If students and other seekers after truth will do this, their minds will be quickened, and the infinite Spirit will lead them to the verities they wish to learn. This is because God has hallowed his day and blessed it as a perpetual covenant of faithfulness.
Well, I really liked that quote, especially the part when it talked about the doctor, the lawyer, the dentist. It always seems like if I try to do homework, then I always fall behind. But whenever I just take a break, sit down, read my scriptures, and probably try to write in my journal, it seems like I'm rejuvenated for the week, and I'm able to focus on my homework because I don't have to stress all week long, because it's that one day when I could just take a break and not have to worry so much.
Yeah, I like how he highlighted three main topics for each of his reasons. The first kind of talked about the physical, the need for rest and renewing. The second, the spiritual, for spiritual regeneration. And the third kind of almost went at it as an eternal perspective, and how the obedience to God's commandments shows our expression for our love for Christ and our love for God. And I think those three things are so important. But what do you have to say?
The quote that he had from Moses 5:6, when Adam was responding to the Lord's commandment, he just said, I know not, save the Lord commanded me. Ultimate obedience right there. I like that.
Yeah, there definitely is a power in obedience. I love President Monson's quote, it is easier to be 100% obedient than it is to be 98% obedient. And so if you go about it saying, I'm going to be the 3 hours I'm at church, I'm going to keep the Sabbath day holy, that's great and all. But if you go about it and saying the entire day I'm going to honor the Lord and dedicate to the Lord, I think it makes keeping the Sabbath day holy a lot easier.
Absolutely, yeah.
I agree with that.
You don't have to worry about a time limit of when am I going to be holy and when I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's move on to another question. What activities do you guys think we should avoid on the Sabbath?
Well, when I was thinking about this, I was trying to think of, like, why do we keep the Sabbath day holy? And one of the biggest reasons for me is so I can feel the Spirit. So the activities we should avoid are, like, things too loud for the Spirit or things that don't invite him in. Because that's what makes the biggest difference, is, like, how much the Spirit is with you. And so the everyday activities, homework, your job, all of that shouldn't be involved on the Sunday because that doesn't invite the Spirit in.
I agree. One thing for me is athletic events. I have a friend who plays soccer for a hobby, and her coach asked her and her team if they would play on Sunday. And she just definitely had a hard time with it because she didn't want to let her team down, but she also didn't want to let God down. And so she finally decided that she would try and keep the Sabbath day holy as best she could. And so she explained it to her coach, and he's fine with it. They have enough team members that she doesn't need to play on Sunday.
And that's great, because if you ever have a problem with adults or leaders who want you to do things, it's not a bad thing to discuss it and try to work out, because you have standards that some people don't really understand, and it's better to work those out. And it's not that big of a deal for some people. I need to have the courage to just speak up and do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I thought of four key questions when judging Sabbath day activities, because I think there is a definite line that it's hard to place a line on what's good on Sabbath day and what's not good. And so four key questions that I wrote up were, is my action holy or of service to God? Is it doing good? Does it help keep me unspotted by the world? And the last one, is it honoring the Lord or am I selfishly following my own desires? The whole day is for honoring the Lord. And so everything you do should in some way either be in benefit to the Lord or in some way honoring the Lord, instead of doing what you want to do or doing it that is completely not with what God wants you to do.
Yeah, it's like the week is when you're trying to develop your own mind and you're learning in school and you're hanging out with friends. But it seems like it's time to give back to the Lord. It's when, okay, I've had my week. Now, what service can I do for you, Lord?
That's good. I like that.
I really liked your four questions. And the last one, I know, when I was younger, I had a really favorite TV show, and I'd watch it on Sunday. And I said, oh, it's not bad. It's okay. But I decided to stop doing that. And I was so happy after I did, because I realized that by doing that, it made Sunday, the Sabbath, a lot more sacred for me, because instead of following what I wanted to do, I would read the scriptures and use that time to do things that would please our Heavenly Father and the Savior. So.
And I think that I love how you said deciding what you want to do and deciding what the Lord wants you to do, because I think it does come down to that. And I also had the same thing with the TV show that was on Sundays. And you're just like, I really want to watch this, but is this what my Heavenly Father wants me to do? And it comes to that decision where this day is for the Lord and I need to give it to the Lord in all that I can. And if you go about it with that attitude, I think it does make it easier. And just saying, everything I do today, I'm going to try to do for the Lord. And so it does make it easier and it helps a lot.
And watching TV and going on the internet, it's not a bad thing on Sundays. It's just exactly what material you're going to be watching and looking for. Because watching LDS seminar videos, they're so funny to watch.
They are the best.
But they always bring the spirit, and you can like watch it with your family, and it always makes you feel great and everything. And the animated stories, my family has animated stories of the Bible and the Book of Mormon. Those are always fun to watch. You can go on the internet, and as long as you're doing genealogy, that is always the best thing to do. It's really, I love, after I'm done finding some names for some ancestors that I had, I just sit back and I just, wow, that was nice. I like that.
And I think the church does provide a lot that you can use to keep the Sabbath day holy. I know my family, we have a lot of different movies that you can watch, not just the church cartoon movies, which are great, and you can only watch them so many times. But there's yes. movies that are more appropriate and more modern for today's youth that you can watch them and you can feel the spirit and you can gain so much from them. And I think especially youth today, we need to use that even more and see how we can more apply that to our Sabbath days to make them more holier.
Well, let's not forget scriptures and journals and all those things on paper that they...
I like how you said genealogy, because you can always index.
Yeah.
And if you make it like a habit, I'm just going to index a couple names every Sunday. It's something that you can just do every Sunday. And it's just one more thing that you're showing the Lord that you do care about the Sabbath day.
And it feels great.
It feels great.
It's just like a little
really
mini
does.
Service without getting off of your chair.
Oh, it does. Is there anything else to add with that question?
My mom, when she was applying for her first job, she was required to work on Sunday. And she, in order to keep the Sabbath day holy and also keep her job, she decided to get up extra early and go to a different ward sacrament meeting and go to their church. So there are some ways where it's not that you want to skip the Sabbath day, it's just that you have to.
It's a lot about the motive, because some people, they want to go to church and they really want it, but sometimes things in their life that are a little more worldly try to invade. But as long as they're trying to fight back and they're trying to – it always seems like the more times the world tries to invade on the Sunday, the more we actually care about it. Because usually we're given Sunday on a silver platter where you get to go to church and you don't have to go to school or work. Sometimes we waste that. We really need to take advantage of it. People who have jobs on Sundays, they really cherish that day because they have the opportunity to go to a different ward, even if it's not who they're with. But at least they get to take the sacrament. At least they get to learn new things about the gospel.
Yeah. Again, the question was, what activities do you guys think we should avoid on the Sabbath? The For the Strength of Youth pamphlet teaches, Sunday is not a holiday or a day for recreation or athletic events. Do not seek entertainment or spend money on this day. Let your friends know what your standards are so they will not try to persuade you to participate in activities that are not appropriate for the Sabbath. And the Truth of the Faith also quotes, because the Sabbath is a holy day, it should be reserved for worthy and holy activities. Abstaining from work and recreation is not enough. And I love this part in the quote. It says, in fact, if we merely lounge about doing nothing on the Sabbath, we fail to keep the day holy. Sabbath day activities may include praying, meditating, studying the scriptures and the teachings of Latter-day prophets, writing letters to family members and friends, reading wholesome material, visiting the sick and distressed, and attending other church meetings. And something that I also do on the Sabbath, my friend started it, and it's been amazing for me, is going to sing at all.
The old folks home?
Yeah, I was going to say
old folks. I love doing that.
It's so great.
It's my favorite.
And especially at the hospital, because these are just people that they're from many different faiths, and they're not all LDS and you can just go sing to them. And it's not only helping yourself, but you're helping them in so many different mm-hmm. ways that you don't realize.
Yeah, it just makes their day.
Exactly.
You're just sitting there, yeah.
Services really is a two-way deal.
It does help you, and I think that's why service is something that's appropriate for the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. I went to a retirement home with my mutual once, and one lady came up to me after we sang, and she just said that she loved being around the young spirits and that it really just made her day.
I like that. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Why isn't there a list of what I can and can't do on the Sabbath?
I think our Heavenly Father has just left that choice up to us. He has left it up to us to judge whether or not what we're doing is appropriate for the Sabbath day. He's given us a gift. He's given us the Holy Ghost to help us decide whether or not what we're doing is appropriate.
That's perfect.
Yep. And then
could have said it better.
I know that's exactly what I was going to say, but I have something to add. If you think about it, of how many activities you can do, the list would be way too long. Because, well, if you think about all the activities for all the different personalities, that would be a really long list. And so just what Amanda said, you have to follow the Spirit and follow the promptings you get and what you personally think would bring you closer to Christ.
I think it's also dependable on each household because each household has different standards. Like my house, my dad has me wear my church clothes all day, but then I have a friend who he always wears like gym shorts, but he likes to listen to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in his room as he reads the scriptures. And it doesn't really depend on exactly what you do. It's as long as how spiritual you are.
I think that another reason why there isn't a list is it is completely individual, and it's not something that they can say, this is what you shouldn't do, this is what you should do. They could probably make up a list of things that you could and couldn't do. I think the reason they make it is so that individually you're looking ways to honor God.
Also, like the same activity could work for both of them depending on how you do it and like
exactly.
how spiritual you are. Like even spending time with family, sometimes it's like really rowdy and yelling and screaming throughout the house. Or you could just be, don't laugh. or it could be just like reading scriptures as a family. So it could go both ways. It's really personal on how you go about doing that activity.
My dad actually lives in Virginia, and so I don't get to see him very often, but Sunday's like our dedicated night to talk to each other. So I always call him and I talk to him and my little sister, and we always talk, and it's always great to like have that, you know, time to just talk to each other. So
yeah, my dad lives in Texas also while I'm still here in Utah, and so that's similar to what we do, huh? Me and my sister like to talk to him on Sundays too.
And that's speaking great. Of talking to family, I think another thing you can do is write to missionaries.
Yeah.
And I just had, my brother just left on his mission.
No way.
Exactly 1 week from today.
Wow.
And oh, wow.
I know. And so I think the great thing about Sundays, not that I'm not always thinking about him throughout the week.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Is I can constantly think about him on Sunday, and it's a time where I can really write a well-thought-out letter to him and let him know that I do care about what he's doing. So I don't know if this goes to the missionaries in the MTC, but if you're listening, Skylar, you're awesome. You're a great
Hoorah.
Example.
I like that.
Let's listen to Elder James E. Faust's response on why there isn't a list of what we can and can't do on the Sabbath.
What is worthy or unworthy on the Sabbath day will have to be judged by each of us by trying to be honest with the Lord. On the Sabbath day, we should do what we have to do and what we ought to do in an attitude of worshipfulness and then limit our other activities. Jesus reaffirmed the importance of the Sabbath day devotion, but he introduced a new spirit into this part of worship. Rather than observe the endless technicalities and prohibitions concerning what should and should not be done on the Lord's day, he affirmed that it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath. He taught us that the Son of Man is Lord even on the Sabbath day, and introduced the principle that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. He performed good deeds on the Sabbath, such as healing the man with palsy as well as the man with a paralyzed hand. So the divine mandate of Sabbath day observance in our day is now more than a manifestation of individual devotion and commitment rather than a requirement of civil law.
I love what he said in that last line, how he said individual devotion,
mm-hmm.
because you can decide how you're going to devote the day, and it is completely individual.
Because converts to the church, they're not exactly going to be like totally up to date with all the scriptures, and they're not going to have a lot of the scripture mastery down. Although they're learning it and they're excited about it, they can't exactly go to the full extent as people who've probably been, you know, born into the church like me.
I love also how he said the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. I think that shows that you need to understand that God is above you and that you are subject to his laws, and the Sabbath was made for man and man wasn't made for the Sabbath, and we need to obey that and just really take that principle into our lives.
And I think it's a gift. So he gave it to us. We need to take advantage of that. That's kind of rude if we ignore that gift that he's given to us.
I just like how the Lord gave us his trust to do whatever we could do on the Sabbath day to like honor him. I think that's really good that we take advantage of that, like you guys are saying.
Yes, I think trust is so important. And it shows the Lord that he not only trusts us to do what we think is appropriate, but that we need to show that we're going to use that trust appropriately and honor the day the way he'd want us to honor it. Sometimes I think we focus on what we can't do on the Sabbath instead of what we can do. How is observing the Sabbath day more about what we have the opportunity to do rather than what we can't do?
I really like this question because it's like, what can we do on the Sabbath? And for me personally, Sunday is what I look forward to all week because I'm so busy 6 days a week doing all the homework and after school stuff. I'm just like, my schedule is just so blocked out. And I look forward to the time I have on Sunday, the time where I'm able to read the scriptures and feel the spirit I feel every night, like for the 15 minutes before I go to bed. It's like all day long, and it just helps me get through the rest of the week. It's a personal growth time. It just renews my strength, and it gives me great blessings throughout the week.
To me, I kind of think that it depends on your attitude about Sunday. If you have a really negative attitude about it, you're going to have a terrible day. If you have a positive attitude, you're going to have a happier day. Mm-hmm. To me, it kind of is like when you look at a glass, if it's half full or half empty. Mm-hmm. For my family, we all look forward to a couple things on Sunday. For one, like my dad is gone in the mornings, so we can't ever have breakfast or lunch together because of school and of work. And so we all look forward to having breakfast together, and my mom just prepares a special breakfast, and we all look forward to that.
I think that's cool. There definitely is an opportunity available for the Sabbath day, and I think spending time with family is so important because I know, yes, I have 8 kids in my family, and so everyone has a different schedule throughout the week, and it's hard to find time to just meet with everyone and spend time with everyone in the family, and I think the Sabbath definitely is an opportunity to spend time with family. I love how you said that. That was really awesome. President Spencer W. Kimball gave excellent counsel on Sabbath day observance. He said, quote, "The Sabbath is a holy day in which to do worthy and holy things. Abstinence from work and recreation is important, but insufficient. The Sabbath calls for constructive thoughts and acts. And if one merely lounges about doing nothing on the Sabbath, he is breaking it. To observe it, one will be on his knees in prayer, preparing lessons, studying the gospel, meditating, visiting the ill and distressed, sleeping, reading wholesome material, and attending all the meetings of that day to which he's expected. To fail to do these proper things is a transgression on the omission side." Close quote. I think it's interesting how he said sleeping in the list.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Because people think, like, when I hear sleeping, I think, oh, you're not doing anything on the Sabbath, but it's not about sleeping in way late or going to bed way late. I think it's about taking, like, if you're taking a nap in the day, it's perfectly appropriate
going
for the
to
Sabbath.
Bed early,
it's like the quote that James E. Faust had given beforehand earlier when he was talking about how it's a day of rejuvenating your physical body as well as your spiritual body. So sleeping also rejuvenates your physical body because you never have an opportunity to nap within the week because you're always doing homework. You've got after school activities, and so Sunday, it's okay to take a nap because you need that time to just take a break, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel. Today we are discussing how we can keep the Sabbath day holy. I think youth today often struggle with deciding what is appropriate for the Sabbath and what isn't. How do you personally decide what to do on the Sabbath? Annika, do you want to start with that question?
Sure. So I remember like the last question was talking about how it's an opportunity. And I know for me, it's great for me to do personal progress because during the week, obviously, we're really busy. So Sunday's a great day to do personal progress. Just focus on that. And if you want to like pray about certain things that you can't because you're so busy, that's really good to just be able to pray and ponder. And I think that the Spirit will help you decide what's appropriate for the Sabbath if you're really trying to keep it holy. And you can ask your parents if you have certain questions about if it's worthy to do on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's awesome how young women have personal progress and young men have duty to God. Both are amazing material and opportunities that you can use on the Sabbath day, and something that you can not only progress spiritually, but can really help you individually and help you build your testimony.
Yeah, I watch the example of others around me, like my parents. They have limited the type of things that I can and can't do. Like personal progress, they think that it's great to do. Or there's watching TV. They don't allow me to watch TV or play video games or any of those types of things.
Well, when I personally decide what I need to do on the Sabbath, I usually think of whatever I need to work on. Like, what blessings do I need that week? How do I change myself so I'm able to be better in the week? And sometimes it's like writing in my journal because I don't have enough time during the week. And everyone says reading your scriptures, which is really good as well. I love reading scriptures. But there's also like playing the piano and helping like develop your talents and reading conference talks.
That's a good one. I love that you can practice instruments. I think that's so important because I do the same with – I play the cello. And it's an amazing time because you can play hymns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's a great sight reading tool.
Yeah, you're practicing and you're listening to great music at the same time. Well, it's not always great.
Well, I have a thing about personally deciding on what to do on the Sabbath. No one knows you better than you. And so you're the only one that knows that you've been having trouble reading your scriptures or you've had problems with your best friend because you've been fighting. You can look up some scriptures on do unto others as you would do unto you. Or, like, you need more sleep, and so you know that you need more sleep. Some people, they've had a lot of break, they don't need sleep, so they do other things. So, deciding on what you want to do personally, there is no other person that can choose it for you.
I love how you talked about the Spirit earlier, because I think the Spirit is an amazing gift, an amazing way that you can decide what is appropriate and what is inappropriate. And if you're obviously feeling something, and you're feeling the Spirit while you're doing an activity on the Sabbath, I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be appropriate. One thing that I have found that is an amazing blessing to me on the Sabbath is reading your patriarchal blessing if you've gotten it, because it's a constant reminder of the things you can work on, which is so important, and then the things that some of the blessings that you have received or are yet to receive. And so it kind of keeps you, if you read it every Sunday, it keeps you on track spiritually. Elder James E. Faust gives us guidance as we make these choices.
Where is the line as to what is acceptable and unacceptable on the Sabbath? Within the guidelines, each of us must answer this question for ourselves. While these guidelines are contained in the scriptures and in the words of the modern prophets, they must also be written in our hearts and governed by our conscience. Brigham Young said of the faithful, "The spirit of their religion leaks out of their heart." It is quite unlikely that there will be any serious violation of Sabbath worship if we come humbly before the Lord and offer Him all our heart, our soul, and our mind.
I think a cool part in that quote is he says, what is worthy or unworthy on the Sabbath day will have to be judged by each of us by trying to be honest with the Lord. It goes back to those things of trust, those things of faith, obedience. It's all about you individually deciding what is good on the Sabbath and doing it in a way that does honor the Lord and that you can feel the Spirit in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, because it's personal. It's always between you and the Lord. And like if you're having a hard time deciding what to do on a Sunday, you can just ask Him. He's always there. Like just ask Him if it's okay to do and He will give you an answer.
And I think people look at that and they think, oh, that's so daunting. I'm going to ask the Lord what's appropriate on Sunday. But I think that's so perfect because he will answer your question. You'll feel the Spirit and you'll understand that this is appropriate. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I don't feel like I'm honoring the Lord in this way. So I think that's a great example.
And I think sometimes we're afraid to ask the Lord what is appropriate because sometimes there's things that we want to do, but we're afraid He's going to say, no, that's not really appropriate. But the thing is, we can change what He wants us to do into things that we want to do. Because even though sometimes, say, we wanted to like play video games and He says, well, no, not really. That's probably because He has something else that He needs you to learn. Like if He were to prompt you to go read your scriptures, there may be a scripture that's going to help you. And you need to change that because you need to think, well, maybe He needs something from me.
My grandpa told me an interesting story. Him and his friends, when he was in high school, they were going to this big band party at Lilad Lake. And they were all so excited to go, and then they found out that the day of the party was on Sunday. Mm. And it was way hard for him because his friend set him up with this girl that he describes as being homecoming queen material. So obviously he was very excited. And it was so hard for him, he tells me, deciding if he should go or not. And his dad took him aside the day before when he was asking his dad if he would give him permission to go. And his dad was a man of very few words. And if he had something to say, it was obviously very important. And he just said, "How would this affect your brother?" And I think that's so important, is keeping the Sabbath day holy. You're not only setting an example for those in your family, but those around you. And he didn't go to the band party. And he didn't go with them, and he went to church that Sunday, and his brother stood up, and it happened to be a testimony meeting. His brother stood up and bore his testimony and was just grateful that his brother showed that kind of example and was that passionate about doing what the Lord had. And as they were coming home from church, they saw the bus that was carrying all the kids that went to the band party at Lilad Lake, and they were coming home like a day early. And so they stopped the bus and said, "Why are you guys coming home early?" And it turned out that my grandpa's friend, who was setting him up with a girl, they took a ski boat up, and they were all on the ski boat having a good time, and there was a dam right by the edge of the lake, and the logs and chains had snapped. This was a couple months earlier, and so they had no idea, and apparently they were kind of messing around, and they were going really close to the edge of the dam, and I don't know how it happened, but they went over the edge, and it was a 30-foot drop, and the two girls that they were with were instantly killed. And the two guys fortunately swam to shore, and they did a story about it in the news later, and they kind of showed the estimate of what time it was that the crash happened. And my grandpa was amazed because he describes it as being within 1 to 2 minutes of the time his brother stood up to bear his testimony on how grateful he was that he didn't go on that trip and that he came to church that Sunday. So that's a more of a I just got chills too.
Crazy.
That's more of a dramatic example, but I think it's those little things, and every Sunday does matter. And I think you can't say there are so many Sundays throughout my life and there are so many Sundays in the year, but it's every single
Each
Sunday matters.
Important.
It is. Every single Sunday can bless you, some the next day, some throughout your life. And I think that's a good example of that. Here's a great question. What do you do when you are bored on a Sunday, but aren't motivated enough or feel too tired to read your scriptures or do uplifting things? This is something I think everyone has.
Yeah.
Yep. We've all experienced this.
What I do is I like to work on an art project. It might not be like uplifting and stuff, but it doesn't distract from like other things, and it doesn't distract my siblings, but it's still like developing talents, and it's fun, and it's not the most uplifting spiritual thing, but it's something fun to do on a Sunday. And then you can like write a letter on the back later and give it to someone. So
yeah,
do something good.
Yeah. You don't have to start out with some like hardcore plan a lesson for next Sunday or something like that. You can start out low just by doing an artwork and then maybe getting up, reading some like one scripture, like going over a scripture mastery for a seminary, but it doesn't have to be, it can start out like a small thing, even if you don't want to do it.
I think art projects are awesome, especially it's a way to spend time with family if you're doing it with family or individually. It doesn't have to be an activity that is necessarily, this is in the church guidelines, this is in Preach My Gospel, but it's something that individually it's set aside and it's a way of almost meditating and spiritually and physically renewing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great example.
Yeah, doing things that are fun really help. Cooking. I really like to cook.
Yeah, I love
and
cooking.
And my little brothers love to help me. So, like, it's fun to spend time with them, and, like, your mom can come in, and it's just fun to cook and personal progress and art projects, all those kinds of things.
Doesn't have to be, like, read your scriptures, write in your journal, which is so good to do on Sunday, but
yeah.
It can just be something fun that doesn't distract from the Spirit. As long as it doesn't take the Spirit away, you're fine.
What can you do if a family member is not observing the Sabbath and it is affecting you?
Well, you can go up to the person and be a good example and try and cheer them up. Tell them a joke. Try and, you know, change their outlook on what's happening. Or you could maybe pray about that for that person.
One thing coming from a family of 10 people, 8 children, I already said it, but let me say it again. Taking a walk is great for me because sometimes it's not, you can't always change people. And I think agency is important. And if they don't want to watch a church movie and they don't want to do an activity that's perfectly appropriate for the Sabbath, then there's ways individually that you can help yourself. And like taking a walk, or one thing that I love to do is we kind of have a park by my house and I can just take my scriptures down to the park or take a book and
that's
just
fun.
Because then it's like you're with nature. It's peaceful.
Yeah.
Sounds
like say it's your sister who's like listening to some music that's not appropriate for Sunday and she's across the hall from you and you can hear it, but you don't want to. It might be a good idea to go over to them. Theoretically speaking, of course, I would like knock on my sister's door. If she would open it, I would ask, what kind of music is that? And just ask her about it and just make it sort of a bonding moment.
Because I think you can pick something that is appropriate for both people and appropriate for your entire family. Not only does that bring people in and you can discuss it, I think it makes it so you can spend time with family.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like remember that no one can control what you do. And even though they may be affecting you, you can still make your own decisions and get away from that. You can still go in your room and do whatever you want to do. Just don't blame it on them because it's your own decision. It's your choice to be affected that way.
That's perfect. What should you do if you are applying for a job and your boss wants you to work on Sunday?
That's hard. I think I would definitely tell them where I stand, that I don't want to work on Sunday. And then I kind of see where it went from there, but I'd be really firm, and I would make sure that he really understands that I stand there. And then I definitely pray about it, because I know the Lord can soften people's hearts. So I'd probably pray about it.
Yeah, I think that's good, because I know here in Utah, although there are a lot of stores closed, and it's a little different than some other states, but there are still – I've interviewed for jobs, and one of the main questions they ask, can you work on Sundays? Because by regulation or by law of the building that the store is at, they have to keep their store open on Sundays or if it's a mall. And one thing that I always ask is to just say, I really cannot work on Sundays. Whenever possible, try to avoid working on Sundays. But I have to say whenever possible because you never know. There are different circumstances that you may have to work on Sunday and it's completely individual.
And it seems like sometimes when you interview for a job, you're kind of scared that you're being a little presumptuous to your boss or your future boss. And you say, I don't really want to work on Sundays. But I think thinking about if I were a boss, I think it would make you seem a little more opinionated and a little more mature because you have your standards.
Yeah, I see what you mean, though, because like people look at that and they're like, oh, I don't want to work on Sunday. They may see, oh, this person's not going to be dependable. They're not going to be able to.
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're picking out their days, but I think you're completely right.
Yeah, it's more of if you're younger, then if you already say I don't work on Sundays because of this,
yeah,
it's not because
I think
want
you do need to tell them. You need to tell them why you can't work on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a friend who was applying for a job at a restaurant, and she, like, when they started the interview, she just said, "I can't work on Sunday. I'm willing to work any other day of the week, but I can't work on Sunday. I'm the Laurel class president. I have to be there to support my class. I have to be a good example."
I think it's really important that bosses know that you have these convictions, and even if they haven't heard of maybe Mormons or whatever, you can still explain it to them, and I think they'd honor you for that, and hopefully that they'll understand.
Yeah. If you're telling them, I have church on Sunday, I have these spiritual or religious reasons for why I can't work, I think a lot of bosses are going to be more understanding, and there'll be individuals that can try to fill those places. The For the Strength of Youth pamphlet teaches, when seeking a job, share with your potential employer your desire to attend your Sunday meetings and keep the Sabbath day holy. Many employers value employees with these personal convictions. Whenever possible, choose a job that does not require you to work on Sundays.
You know, I like where it says whenever possible, because I know this entire time we're saying don't work Sundays, which we probably should work to try to not work Sundays, but sometimes it's impossible, and with the economy going down and like you have to get a job to support your family, and sometimes they will require you to work Sundays. But it doesn't mean you're a bad person. You can still feel the Spirit and keep the Sabbath day holy. It just really is about your attitude about everything. You can still have the Spirit with you, and even if you talk to your boss and try to get work off so you can still go to church and just to work least amount of Sundays as possible, because I know a lot of my siblings had to work on Sundays. And they hated it, and they tried to get out of it, but that's as far as they could get. So if they could just work not during church, and then they still brought their scriptures with them, and they read in between customers, and see, they still had the Spirit with them, but they fought for it. But sometimes they don't allow you.
I think you're perfectly right. It is an individual thing. And so going about it, if you go about the day, even if you have to work the entire Sunday, if you will go about it saying, I want to still honor the Lord in every way possible for this day and how you think and how you treat people and how you treat customers. Mm-hmm. That's a way that you're showing the Lord that you care and that you are honoring the Sabbath. Anything to add?
I was just thinking about, like, you know, how we'll be judged in the end for, like, the desires of our hearts. And the Lord knows our hearts. So if we're really trying to keep the Sabbath holy, but we have to work, He'll still understand because, you know, we still want to honor Him.
That's perfect. I love how you said desires of our hearts, because it is about what's inside and your motivation for keeping the Sabbath day holy.
There's a lot of things that you can do on Sundays, and I think it's all about your attitude and your perspective on Sundays, because the Lord does not expect everyone to be the same. He knows exactly who we are better than we do.
I think throughout this program, we've heard so many different church leaders and different church material that we've heard their opinion on how you should keep the Sabbath day holy. We've heard how it's so important that there is that physical need, that physical rejuvenation, as well as the spiritual regeneration. And I think we do need to take that and apply it to our lives. If you keep the Sabbath day holy, it will bless your life. I love how we talked about keeping the Sabbath day holy for just that one day of a 7-day week. Your entire week will go a lot better just from that one day of keeping it holy. It's my personal testimony that it will help you and that you'll spiritually grow and you'll spiritually draw closer to your Heavenly Father, and He'll know of the desires of your hearts and He'll understand where you're at, and you will draw closer to Him, and your entire life and the life of those around you will be blessed. Thank you for joining us for Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel, the media channel for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Hunter, and thanks to our panelists, Chaz, Julie, Amanda, and Annika by telephone. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's great having you in.
Great.
For more information on this program, visit our website at mormonchannel.org. To learn more about keeping the Sabbath day holy, visit youth.lds.org. Thanks for listening.